Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Have a great visit with our good friend Gerald Salente, one of the smartest guys I know, the founder and the author and the publisher of the Trends Journal, a quarterly, an outstanding quarterly magazine that I encourage you to check out. Gerald, give us the website, please.
TrendsJournal.com, TrendsJournal.com.
Be sure to check it out. The books, Trends 2000, is I helped Gerald launch back in 1998. It's still something you want to read for the prophecy, if nothing else. Gerald, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've been talking about the four rules of peace that are the main theme of your current Trends Journal. The first one is you think world leaders ought to be prepared to suit it up and lead their men into battle, men and women into the battle. Second one is if you want a war, be willing to pay for it. Third, if we're going to go to war, let's make sure that we have a referendum, let the people vote on it. But the fourth one is a little bit different. Tell us about the fourth one.
Like you said, it's old as the Bible and before.
Older, yeah.
Yep. The golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So if you attack a country, for whatever reason you give, expect payback. And, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So when they retaliate, don't call them terrorists or militants or guerrillas or, crazy people that hate our freedom and liberty. Call it getting even.
Well, one thing, though, do you think America has a role as the not the perfect guy in the world, but one of the good guys in the world? You think America, with our size and our good intentions generally, you think we have a role to play as a police officer for the world?
Absolutely not. I believe in the founding fathers. I believe in Jefferson. I believe in Washington. I believe in Franklin. I believe in Madison. I don't believe in Clinton, Bush, and Obama.
Yeah.
Who made this stuff up? For our good. Look, do you think they would have been in Iraq and Libya? Do you think they would have been in Iraq, you said good intentions, or Libya, if their major export was broccoli?
Yeah, I was thinking more of World War II. What do you think about that?
Well, that's a different thing.
Okay, that's my point, as I'm asking.
Yeah, we were attacked,
Okay. Yeah. Hitler didn't attack us, so what do you think about that?
Well, again, that was part of the Axis, and they were in business with Japan.
Okay.
So and now you read my book, Trends 2000, that I wrote in 1996, and I wrote about you'd wake up in the new millennium and Crusades 2000 was raging.
Right.
Nobody was saying that, and I gave the reasons why.
Mm-hmm. You did.
So, let's call what now? I mean, we're all over now, 35 countries in South Africa. Eisenhower warned us that the military-industrial complex was taking over the. This is a five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, a man qualified to be commander in chief.
He warned us. You're right. The last thing he said was, "Beware of the military-industrial complex."
They're going to rob us of the future of our children, the genius of our scientists, and the sweat of our labor. We got a lot of problems right here. What are they sending? $350 million now to Syria? How about sending it to Detroit?
Why did we send F-16s to Egypt?
I know. Billions. Billions. I mean, this is out of control. And I'm a political atheist, by the way. I don't take sides. I don't believe in political religions.
Right.
And I don't bow to political gods.
Do you think we should help Israel defend itself?
No. They're on their own. Everybody's on your own. You're on your own. You pick a fight, you start a fight. Look, I'm Italian. If my money was going to go anywhere, I'd send it to Italy, and I don't want to send it there.
Do you think that if a country's trying to fledge democracy, that we should help them fledge that?
Nah, it's their business. I stay out of your life, you stay out of mine. We got a lot of problems right here in the United States.
Isn't isn't isolationism a danger?
It's not isolationism. It's living by the principles that our founding fathers put in place. Who are these people to change the rules? Look, they've taken abrogated our constitutional rights, and you know it as a fact, one after another.
Yep. I told you, ladies and gentlemen, I told you to buckle up. Gerald, it's always fun, always informative, always provocative to have you on the show. Thank you for your voice. Thank you for the courage that you have and for the work that you do.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me on, and all the best.
As always, and we're going to get you back again in a couple of months and celebrate that 15th anniversary.
Okay, bye-bye.
Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen, I told you, I warned you, didn't I? We'll get Gerald back another day. He sure makes you think, doesn't he? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.